You're with Stateside. I'm April Baer. Detroit-born writer S. Kirk Walsh just published a highly anticipated historical novel that's set in Northern Ireland during World War II. The Elephant of Belfast is based on a true story about a young woman who cared for her zoo's star attraction, a young Indian elephant, amid a spate of German bombings that leveled the city. The zookeeper in the novel, Hetty, ends up bonding with the elephant and taking her home to protect her. Kirk Walsh, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me, April.
This is such a remarkable story. How did you first hear about it?
I actually heard about it on the radio. I believe it was NPR, but it was in 2009. I was driving on Interstate 35 here in Texas, and the Belfast Zoo, the elephant angel was a mysterious woman who had taken care of an elephant in 1941, and they didn't know her identity. And they did a campaign to find out who she was, and her last living relative, David Ramsey, heard that call and called up the zoo and told them it was Denise Austin. And so I borrowed a lot of the scaffolding of the true story for my novel, and you know, did make a trip to Belfast in 2013 and interviewed Blitz survivors and did a lot of research along the way. So, but I first heard it on the radio.
Of course.
Yes.
You have a really amazing way of rendering 1940 Belfast in a way that made me see it. For those who've never been there, what is Belfast like? Are you able to, is it one of those places where you're able to see its history and the structures that exist today?
Yes, definitely. I would say the highlight of writing this book was going to Belfast. My husband and I experienced so much generosity and kindness when we were there, and we were shown around the city, and there are many layers of history to the city. And I also, up at the zoo, there's the new zoo, and below the new zoo is where the old zoo exists. And it's all overgrown with weeds and grasses, but one of the zookeepers took us down there and showed us, like, I got to see the actual elephant house, which was amazing just to be able to walk inside it. That really gave me a sense of how I was going to write those scenes.
Right. So the protagonist of your novel is not Denise. It's a young woman named Hattie. Mm-hmm. And she's someone who knows exactly what she wants to do with her life. She wants to take care of animals as a zookeeper. But at the same time, she's at a bit of a loss about how to proceed. And that intersects with her own feelings of emotional instability. Her family has just been through two very tough things. Her father has run off, and her much-loved older sister has just died in childbirth. Could you talk about spending some time with Hetty, so to speak, and what you liked about her and how she challenged you?
Yeah, she was a challenging character to write because a young woman in 1940 had very limited choices. And so to kind of animate her agency, it took time to figure out just how to make her a dynamic character. I did, initially when I started the book, I was writing for an audience of one, my grandmother, who's my namesake, Helen Kirk Wright. Her brother was named Bernard Kirk, and he was an All-American football player for the University of Michigan. And he was at the height of his career, and he died in a tragic car accident in 1922 when my grandmother was 19 years old. And I think I wanted to try to understand what it might have been like for her to lose a beloved sibling who was beloved by so many other people. And that was kind of my starting point for her. And I do have a sister in real life who is also a writer and talented athlete. And I think some part of me was imagining a worst case scenario if I ever lost her, what it would be like for me.
Right. There's plenty in this book about how we are processing trauma both in the moment and after it happens. Would you read for us from the book? There's a passage where Hetty is with Violet during one of the bombings.
Yes. This is from the night of Easter Tuesday, which the anniversary, it's the 80th anniversary this week, which is...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This is, Hetty has gone to the zoo to see if Violet's okay during the bombings, and she had just arrived. "I'm here, Vi," Hetty said softly. "I'm here." Light gathered and scattered in the sky. Hetty heard the continuing drone of aircraft. Dozens of bombers were up there now, and they all seemed to be approaching from the northeast along the shores of the Belfast Lock and flying directly over the Whitewell Road. Hetty rubbed Violet absently behind one of her ears. The elephant's skin felt cold and clammy. She rested her cheek against Violet's heaving side and rubbed the elephant behind her ear again, speaking softly to her, the way that Thomas used to whisper to Hetty when she couldn't fall asleep when a thunderstorm rolled over their neighborhood. Only then did she notice the wall of animal cries and howls that surrounded the elephant house. It was different than the other night, louder, fiercer. And it came from all sides. Like everything was escalating to another level, another volume, another rung of fear, another circle of violence. As Hetty listened, the fine hairs on the nape of her neck stood on end. The animals' calls gained more definition. The growls of lions and leopards, the roars of the black bears, the cackles of the hyenas, the shrieks of the monkeys and the baboons, the brays of the sea lions, the squawks of the toucans and the macaws. It was as if a call and response were taking place between the animals, and the shadows and darkness transformed into its own sort of mythic cathedral, with all of its devout congregants praying in their own distinctive tongues at the sacred altar of their greater animal god, with hopes of reaching a higher state, a higher consciousness, so they could endure this suffering of higher proportions. They were singing to something.
If you're just joining us, my guest is writer S. Kirk Walsh. Her new historical novel is The Elephant of Belfast. This isn't the first historical novel I've read from that era, World War II in Europe, and it's not even the first historical novel I've read of World War II in Europe that chronicles what zookeepers were going through. But you brought so much to this book in terms of Hetty and her relationship with Violet, this elephant that she's caring for, and also in terms of Hetty's ambitions and gifts while also acknowledging the parameters of women's lives at that time. You mentioned that it was challenging, but I was curious about how you thought through those parts of the story.
I think it was a lot of revision. So I did work on this book for a long time, and it took about 16 drafts to get it to where people will be reading it. Yeah. And as I mentioned earlier, I was drawing from my own experiences of living in New York City during the attacks of September 11th. And one thing that me, among many New Yorkers, heard time and time again was individuals who decided not to go to work that day because they didn't feel well, or someone who was walking into the World Trade Center and turned around to go get a cup of coffee. And just those kind of split-second decisions that changes the trajectory of a person's life. And I think I was interested in sort of how velocity, things kind of speed up and they slow down during crisis. And I think we've experienced that a little bit during the pandemic. I did do a lot of elephant research, and I think that helped. I did meet the elephant at the Belfast Zoo, but my firsthand elephant research was back here in the States. I went to the Houston Zoo, mm-hmm. and I spent 2 days with the elephants there, and I was really fortunate that I got to bathe one of the elephants and really kind of see what the size was like and what its skin felt like. And also I got to witness the zookeepers doing all the feedings and treatments. And it really gave me a sense of what it would be like to be a zookeeper, but also with a young elephant, because these elephants were the age of the elephant in the story. And that, I think, helped a lot.
Kirk, you include some things in the story, really terrible things that Hetty has to witness as the bombings drive the local government to think about safety, public safety, in ways that previously would have been unimaginable. And there are the horrors of the bombings themselves. Why did you think it was important to confront some of the realities of wartime zookeeping?
Well, because it's a part of the true story, and I felt like the animals, in a way, represent the suffering of the people. And to be able to show just how devastating and horrific it is.
Yeah. At the same time, the animals not only give us a little more access to, you know, to the trauma that happened, but also to, I feel like, through the animals' reactions, there are certain animal reactions that humans have when they're in really terrible situations. And it seems like the bombings are one of the few places Hetty has where she can release her own grief as she's releasing this physical sense of terror.
I do think it is in the scenes, as I mentioned earlier, where she develops her agency and can follow her intuitions without worrying about the authorities around her. And she does come into her own. And the book begins on the Antrim Road and it ends on the Antrim Road, which is one of the main arteries in Belfast. And Hetty is a very different young woman in that opening scene, and how she is around Violet as they process her up to the zoo, and in the closing scene where she's leading the elephant rather than being led by the elephant.
The book includes some context and some nods to sectarian violence. And I know that you're aware that Belfast has been the site of unrest over the past couple of days. And I just wondered, as somebody who's been to Belfast and spent time with its people, what's on your mind as you see what's happening there right now?
I feel it makes me sad and feel a lot of compassion for the city and the people of Belfast. When we were there, it was in July, which is when there's can be some unrest around the Orange Order and marches through Catholic neighborhoods. So we experienced it in a very minor way. There wasn't much, did not happen. I never felt scared there. You know, when I asked people about the sectarian conflict around World War II, no one really wanted to talk about it. They mostly said that wasn't going on during that time. And it took help from Brian Barton, the historian, and a lot more digging to kind of see how that was playing out. And it certainly was, as you know from reading the book. And I think that's also kind of a lesser known fact that people don't know much about. I mean, they don't know much about the Belfast Blitz, but they also just assume that Ireland was neutral and forget that Belfast is a huge ship making port and was producing arsenal for the British, and that's why the Germans came up. But I think today's violence for me is a reminder of, you know, during the past year here in the States, we've had violence and unrest, and it's been very unsettling. And in Belfast, they've been going through this for years. And the Good Friday Agreement of 1998, you know, did create some peace. And, you know, my hope is that they'll be able to come to some agreement so that that peace can return. And it's a little unknown right now, but I feel a lot of compassion. And like I said, I feel like because of the past year, you know, particularly in early January, what happened at the Capitol, we have a little bit more, not that it's the exact same at all, but just what it's like to have counter forces creating violence where you live.
Kirk, your website says that you've been working on something related to Detroit recently. Is there anything you can tell us?
Yes, it's also set in World War II, and I'm excited to write about Detroit, you know, being my hometown. There are similarities to the Elephant of Belfast in terms of, as many people know, Ford became a producer of arsenal during the war as well. And there were a lot of tensions that played out in Detroit during that time because of the Great Migration. And a lot of people are aware of the riots in the city in the late 60s, but there was another riot that happened in 1943, and it was related to the tensions in the city around Black people coming up to work in the factories and other groups not being so happy about that. So I'm still in the early stages. So we'll see what it's about exactly when I get through a couple more drafts.
S. Kirk Walsh is the author of the new novel, The Elephant of Belfast. Kirk, thank you so much for talking with us. And please look us up next time you're in state.
Thank you so much for having me, April.
S. Kirk Walsh will be doing a virtual event organized by Literati Bookstore in Ann Arbor. It's coming up on Tuesday, April 13th, and you register to attend from your home. Support for arts and culture coverage on Stateside comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.